My Life Today, November 13. Walk in the Light, Victory in the Conflict. O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. In these days of peril, we should be exceedingly careful not to reject the rays of light which heaven in mercy sends us. For it is by these that we are to discern the devices of the enemy. We need light from heaven every hour, that we may distinguish between the sacred and the common, the eternal and the temporal. If left to ourselves, we shall blunder at every step, we shall incline to the world, we shall shun self-denial, and see no necessity for constant watchfulness and prayer. And we shall be taken captive by Satan at his will. Some are today in this position. Having refused the light which God has sent them, they know not at what they stumble. All whose names shall at last be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life will fight manfully the battles of the Lord. They will labor most earnestly to discern and put away temptations and every evil thing. They will feel that the eye of God is upon them, and that the strictest fidelity is required. As faithful sentinels, they will keep the passage barred, that Satan may not pass them disguised as an angel of light, to work his work of death in their midst. The white-robed ones who surround the throne of God are not composed of that company who were lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and who choose to drift with the current rather than to breast the waves of opposition. All who remain pure and uncorrupted from the spirit and influence prevailing at this time will have stern conflicts. They will come through great tribulation. They will wash their robes of character and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. These will sing the song of triumph in the kingdom of glory.